Elon Musk is one of those entrepreneurs who's always trying and often managing to create game-changing innovations. A rich man, thanks to his part in building PayPal, he's the brains behind Tesla, electric cars, and SpaceX, the private company already delivering cargo to the International Space Station. And in a bid to create one-stop shopping for home and mobile energy, he is pushing a merger of two companies where he is the largest shareholder, Tesla and the home solar company SolarCity. Incidentally, SolarCity is an underwriter of Living on Earth, but has no editorial input. And Elon Musk is also pointing to another potential technological breakthrough, solar roof tiles, which he says are about as efficient as regular panels, but look just like a normal roof. We called up Nat Kramer, CEO of Spruce Finance and chairman of the National Solar Energy Industries Association, for his take on this new venture. Nat, welcome back to Living on Earth.
Thank you for having me.
First, what do these Tesla solar tiles look like, and how do they work?
Well, the tiles from the pictures that I have seen look like slate roof and terracotta and regular asphalt shingles, which really match the kinds of roofs that customers have in the markets where solar is economically attractive. And clearly, these are very attractive to put on your home. And they work very similarly to a regular PV panel that you might install or you're used to seeing.
So the advantage here to using regular solar roofing material is it doesn't look great?
Well, I think, you know, one of the challenges that we find among a certain set of consumers is they look at solar panels, and the best place to put those solar panels on their house is in a location where it frankly doesn't look very good. And the benefit of the Tesla solar roofing is that you really can't tell the difference. And it really, I think, opens up a segment of the market to consumers who are both image conscious, thinking about what their home looks like, but also really looking to save money with clean, affordable solar power.
Speaking of saving money, I mean, how hard on the wallet are these solar tiles going to be compared to the conventional PVs that seems that the Chinese are making ever cheaper and cheaper?
Well, I think what you've seen in the last 10 years in the U.S. solar industry is we've been able to cut costs by more than 70%. And today, solar power globally is the lowest cost form of energy. These tiles, I think, will be able to command a premium because they're better looking, just like the same way that people pay more for technology that's got a great aesthetic. You can see that with Apple. The question will be is how much of a premium will consumers be willing to pay for these tiles versus a standard PV? And I think that really depends on what the consumer's buying motivation is. We do know that historically, SunPower has produced really good looking panels and was able to extract a premium for those. So I think that people will pay more for them, but I don't think you're going to see them pay so much more that they'll pay more for solar power than they would for their regular electricity.
Now, how economical might this solar roofing technology be for commercial buildings as well as residences?
I don't think you would want to use an aesthetics technology in a commercial environment. You know, frankly, most commercial environments have flat roofs. They're often obscured so that there's a facade in front of them that the consumer or, you know, customers who are walking into a storefront can't see the actual roofing. So in that instance, the look of the solar panel really doesn't make any difference. What really makes a difference is the quality and the efficiency and the installation of that system and really the price of power in a commercial setting.
Now, solar roof tiles are just a part of the Elon Musk vision. He's had this power wall, which is storage for solar, and I gather he's upping the ante there now, huh?
I think so. I think we're seeing, you know, in the storage market, startup companies, Tesla, and then many very large global power electronic manufacturers offer storage solutions. So, for example, the most robust market for residential energy storage today is Australia. And the reason for that is twofold. Number one is over 10% of all homeowners in Australia have residential solar on their roof. And two, the local utility in Australia increased the price to connect to the grid to such a level that residential storage became more cost-effective than being connected to the grid. And so what you're seeing is tens of thousands of homeowners order residential storage in the Australian market. There are many companies that are supplying that market, and they include names like Panasonic. And I think you're going to see that it's a very competitive market for storage globally, and that we as U.S. consumers will benefit really from the cost declines of that competition here and see storage become economical much sooner than I think a lot of people thought.
Talk to me, Nat, about Elon Musk's drive now to merge Tesla and SolarCity.
I think fundamentally the Tesla-SolarCity merger, as far as I can tell, really is bringing together a lifetime value solution, which is let me bring more value to you as a consumer in the way you consume energy, the way you produce energy, and the way you get transportation. And let me give you a complete bundle and a complete experience in your home. And if I can give that to you, I can bring more value to you as a consumer on one hand. And two, I can capture more value from you as a company. And I think that's core to the Tesla SolarCity merger. I think the really big open question for me is now the right time? And do two companies need to be merged, or can they can be in partnership? And I think that clearly the teams at Tesla and SolarCity have made their decision, but I see other people pursuing a similar business model and doing it in partnership as opposed to via acquisition.
So these solar roof tiles are part of the vision there of Elon Musk and the Tesla SolarCity vision to market electric cars with the Powerwall home battery and home solar energy production all together. Where do you think Tesla is at right now in terms of being able to deliver on that vision? In other words, when is it going to be available?
Well, I know that today you can buy a Tesla and you can buy a Powerwall and you can buy solar directly from SolarCity. I think we'll get more details on the exact availability of the roof tiles to the broad market. I think the challenge that we're going to find is while consumers do like technology bundles that give them more value, especially ones that are good looking and easy to use, as Tesla and SolarCity have demonstrated they can deliver in other areas, the challenge is going to be, do you want to buy all those things at the same time? And one of the challenges that the residential solar industry has had is that the cost of customer acquisition is quite high. And one way to address that is sell more when you sell a customer one product. And I think that the open question will be, do you buy solar tiles and replace your roof when you chose to go solar? Will you go solar when you decide to buy a car? If you've bought a car and a roof, will you then buy solar later? It's really about consumer buying behavior, and whether or not consumers will buy bundles at the same time, I think, is an open question, frankly, for the residential solar market in general, but specifically for the Tesla SolarCity vision.
Nat Kramer is the president and CEO of Spruce Finance and chairs the board of directors of the National Solar Energy Industries Association. Nat, always a pleasure to talk to you, and I imagine as solar advances, we'll be talking to you again real soon.
Likewise. Thank you so much today.